We continue our Hiawatha locker room chat here this week on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by the Redhawks boys basketball coach. That is Gary Smith. Of course, each and every week takes part in a few minutes with us, and we appreciate it very much. And, you know, Coach, you sit here 1-1 through the first couple games. You played the Class 3A runner-up in Marysville in the opener Friday, that game, or I should say last Thursday. Marysville able to get the win there, but you guys bounced back and got a very nice win over Troy on Tuesday night at home. So a 1-1 start. How are we feeling through the first couple of games?
Well, not too good after the first game, but a little better after the second game. So, I thought we played with a little more, energy maybe and confidence last night versus Troy. And, of course, you know, Marysville, they've got a nice group, a couple of nice players back from a year ago, and they're a good group. So that'd be a tough game to take on, maybe that first game, but it was definitely needed, and I'm glad we had it. So it gave us a chance to figure out what we need to get better at.
It just looked like you guys had a real sense of urgency, especially early in that game against Troy. You guys were applying a lot of pressure in the full court. You were creating a lot of havoc, forcing turnovers, which led to easy buckets. You guys jumped out to that early lead, built a 21-point halftime lead, and really never looked back. Just the intensity that your team had defensively, which led to good buckets on offense, had to be a good feeling.
It was. And you know, that's who, over the years coaching, that's kind of who I've always wanted to be as far as, our teams and, where we're trying to create some easy buckets through, how hard we work and try to win the 50-50 balls and the rebounding and those types of things. And we were able to do that last night and wasn't necessarily able to do those things the first night. But, a lot of times you can get a lot of good things to happen if you just, give that kind of effort and try to win those areas. And, like I said, we did last night, which was, a result of some good things.
What about the composure from your 6'5 senior and Caden Morton? He picked up a couple of early fouls, had to sit a little bit in that first half with those two quick fouls, and then came back in that second quarter, got a few buckets, ended the night with 18 points. Just, the adversity that he kind of had to go through early, sitting a little bit of timeouts with the two early fouls, and then coming back, and then obviously playing a really good game for you down the stretch.
He did a nice job, and Caden's a guy that, he's got a lot of passion for basketball. He likes to play, and he's a good kid, and tries hard, and he's an athletic kid too that can really run the court, and there's times he'll get frustrated or it's always frustration with himself mostly, and he was able to kind of fight through that. As long as you visit with him and continue to talk to him about that, different things, he works through it just fine. So it's always good to see that he can see the rewards by just how hard he works.
You're back at home on Friday. Another TVL team is in town. This time it's Centralia, and they've played two really good opponents in the first two games for them. Losses to Nemaha Central and then Tuesday against Care Paravel. What's the early scouting report kind of look like on Centralia, and what's kind of the expectations and keys for Friday?
We've actually played them the last couple of years, and then we saw them throughout the summer at different times. And, typical Centralia, they got a lot of tradition over there, and they know how to work hard, and they kind of know all those intangibles that we've been talking about. And, it'll be a handful. I mean, they'll play hard, and, they'll try to win that 50-50 deal. And, so it'll be a different type of game for sure, but, hopefully we can take a couple of days here and kind of prepare and work to keep getting better, and we'll just see what happens.
Hiawatha boys basketball coach, that is Gary Smith joining us. Nice win Tuesday night, 62-39, that final against Troy. They're back to it on Friday at home, taking on Centralia. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time each week. Good luck Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.